perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. All right. We got the know-how, we got control. We got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. All right. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. Tonight.
Hey, welcome to episode 173 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by its patrons at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm Ray, and I'm joined by my co-host, Linda.
Hello there.
And Jackie.
Hey, I'm a co-host. I thought I was just a guest.
Special co-host.
You're a special co-host.
And today we're going to talk about our favorite horror media.
Yeah, it was going to be movies, but then we thought that was too, like, you know, too streamlined. We have to do horror media, so just all over the place.
All the horror things you want. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, what have you been up to, Linda?
Well, I have made a few things. Number one is I've made a crewmate.
Oh my goodness! Among Us!
He's a little Among Us crewmate. He's the orange, little orange guy. I already have a commission for a black one, so I'll be getting him crocheted up into his new owner as soon as I can. And also, in case you want an accessory, I made a crochet knife.
Oh, that's perfect.
So, super sus. Ta-da!
If there's a way you could, like, stabby, have, stabby. Like...
Well, I...
removes the visor and, like, the little tongue of doom comes out.
I thought about that, because there's a way that I think, for, like, the accessories, I think I could put magnets or something inside, so that they just kind of magnetize to them. And then...
That's great.
There's, I want to make a couple that are just the half guys with the bones sticking out. So I think if I get that pattern kind of figured out, I should be able to... do a way that this could be like a cut in half thing that opens up and has the little tongue and teeth. Cause I made, I made a mimic before.
Yeah.
And the mimic, it looked like a box. And then when you open the lid of the box, all the teeth and the tongue popped out. So I've done it before with a different creature. Let's see. I have finished Winter Bulbasaur finally. It's this little white dude with green spots and a pine cone. And some
green
little gray
That's
eyes. He's been sitting on my to-do desk for a while, so he's finally done. And then I have started on my next yarn-orama. So I finished the Wizard of Oz one. That's already got a purchaser, a buyer. Oh. Anyway.
What's the Wizard of Oz one? Because my 4-year-old niece is obsessed with Wizard of Oz. And she can, like, she knows everything about the movie. She knows, like, all of the songs by heart. And it just, like, floors me how much she is so obsessed with Wizard of Oz. What was the Wizard of Oz thing that you did?
It was the
shadow
yarn
box,
scene,
right?
the shadow box. It's all done. I don't have it with me. It's in my locker at work because it's one of my coworkers has bought it and they're going to take it home with them tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
But the next one that I think I'm going to do is, or that I started on, I should say, is a Nightmare Before Christmas scene. It's basically the end, nice. The end scene where Jack and Sally are up on the snow covered hill. Yes, I see you, Ray. Right now, it looks like a black background with a yellow circle on it, because that's all I've done so far, is the sky and the moon. But I'm going to start working on the pieces for that. Also,
that sounds incredible.
I happened to be at Joanne's the other day, and their shadow boxes were buy one, get one free, and I was like, yoink! And just... I was like,
That never occurred to me that you could buy shadow boxes, like, kind of made so that you can craft them to your own. I've thought about trying to make a shadow box, but, like, I I thought that I'd have to like create it from top to bottom on my own, but that's amazing.
Yeah, it was. I happened to be there at the right time, and I was just like, "Well, I've got stuff for this one and the next one." And then this past weekend we had our virtual LARP event, which was nice. It's just kind of a chance for us to sit and role play with the folks that that we haven't seen in a while, for one of our LARP groups. But even the moderators, it's not the right word. Even the storytellers are like, look guys, we're running out of content because we literally, our last game ended on this big cliffhanger where you're supposed to come and have this big fight. So I don't know if we're going to be having any more virtual events just because they're kind of running out of content to give to us that isn't, you know, a big fight. And they don't want to do that virtual. They want to wait until, you know, it's safe again and we're able to go out and actually, you know, play. But it just depends on, you know, if vaccines and availability and things like that. So it was nice to see everybody, though, and talk to them over Discord and get into character. I was all gussied up and had on costuming, even though it was, I wasn't going anywhere. So that was me this past week.
What about you, Jackie?
I've been playing a lot of Among Us. been on the internet a lot. I had to take a little hiatus in the last month, but since the summer or since the quarantine, I chose to quarantine with family. So I had to have all of my like supplies and crafts and things shipped to me. And I was getting all set. I was writing scripts for 30-second video, stop motion videos. They revolve around, I hope this is okay. It revolves around the Oval Office. And I've shown this a million times, but like I have this little Oval Office that I've crafted.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So, pay no attention to those flags back there. They're not meant to make a political statement or anything. there's a Russian flag back there. But I've been working on that and I've finally, like, you know, as we all have during COVID, everything that's stressful in our lives, that's like when bad stuff comes up, it is only intensified right now, you know, for every single one of us. Like there's just, it's, everything's just a little bit harder. So I've had to take like a month off and just like get myself together. And anyways, I'm getting back into it and I'm hoping to like stream soon. And I keep saying that and I don't do it, but I'm hoping to get back in and finish this up because I want to make, it's not going to be heavily political, but it's going to be funny jokes that about like this whole system of the election. And I'm going to make fun of both sides. I hope to have something by election day. So I'm getting pretty short on time. I think we've only got 15 days. Thank goodness. I can't wait for this thing to be over. I don't know about you guys. That's pretty much that just hanging out with friends and playing, Among Us to, you know, keep myself sane.
Mm. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just going to say, what about you, Ray? I think we were both going to be like, hey, what about you, Ray?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I don't know. I've kind of been really tired this past week, so I don't have much to show. I kind of switched to Kinktober instead of the vampire Inktober-esque thing. And they're safe for work. That's the personal goal, is to do a safe for work Kinktober. Because I'm posting on Instagram and Facebook, which is kind of fun, but also kind of like, how am I going to keep doing all of these? So I haven't done one for today. I was going to do one for today. The only other thing I have is my vampire one that I need to ink properly. I don't even think it's going to show up.
Really, no, I see it.
Which is Sire and Ghoul, or Sire and Progeny, based off like Scott's old Mount character. that I ghouled and then he embraced me like later on. It was the LARP And that was fun. And of course he's playing a Malk. and then yeah, I think the only other thing I did was I've been talking with Scott about making bath bombs because I have a habit and it's getting expensive. And I used to make bath salts like all the time with my mom. Not Florida bath salts, regular put them in the bath.
A clarification on that, because I am currently in Florida.
Excellent, that's even better. But so I went to Joanne or the Michaels up the road, and I found some cute little items I can use as molds.
Oh yeah,
and actual cake molds. So, and of course, they're all spooky because I like spooky things.
Because of course,
awesome.
And I think most of my friends will be okay and expect that, especially if it's free bath items as I try and figure out how to do this properly.
They're only okay. They're free until you get your formula down. Right?
Right.
Good.
Or that's gifts.
Okay, that's acceptable.
But yeah, we're planning on buying this stuff this weekend, and I've looked up a couple different recipes because I know what I like in bath bombs, and as much as I love the ones I buy, they're not exactly what I want. Like, I want bath bombs with like bubbles. I want more bubbles, and also I want some that if I sink down into my bath, I don't feel like I have to have a shower immediately afterwards because my hair turns to straw. I hate that.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm looking for, and I'm going to see if other people like that too. So that's pretty much it.
Neat.
Right on.
And there's a fruit fly.
They're nasty. They're just
it's everywhere.
They evade you and they just tease you and they just like get in your face in front of your monitor when you're watching something.
Yeah. So on that, talking about terrifying horror things, fly related, let's talk about our favorite horror media. Does anybody want to go first, or we just want to like start naming off things and just kind of build from there?
Well, I mean, we could go.
Well, I will say that I can't believe I have never watched Coraline because, I'm into stop motion, but I know that Coraline is a mixture of some stop motion, I believe, and mostly like CGI.
No, so I think it's all stop motion.
Are you sure?
I'm not, but.
Okay.
Hold on. I will Google foo.
Keep talking. Like, yeah, I meant to look that up before we started, but like groceries today, like took forever. I know that company, Laika, they definitely do stop motion, and they're somebody that I've like tried to follow just to see like, maybe if I could get my stuff together and get it well enough, like maybe I could like send them a reel and see if like they'll let me come volunteer for them, you know. But I did watch it. I did watch it last night because I saw it in the talk and I was like, yes, I need to do that. So I just wanted to mention that I did watch, you know,
Coraline. Oh, and she's saying that because that's one of my favorite horror things, and if you tell me it's not horror, I will fight you. But I
don't see anything horrific about it. Like, I thought it was beautiful.
It's beautiful, but there are the horror themes of being trapped and
your parents not caring about you or not paying attention, being a child, and that
But I did find, it says, bucking the CG toon trend, Coraline combines old-fashioned stop-motion animation techniques with the newfangled wonders of modern 3D.
That's right. Okay, so I knew it was a cross between, because I could tell. I mean, I just kind of, like, look for those things, those clues that, like, it is CG, there's CGI in
and
it,
they,
you know.
And they have tons of behind-the-scenes footage that I think you would really, like, enjoy.
Yes. You know, and I think I watched that years ago before I watched the movie, because I was looking up anything, any kind of like documentary or any kind of like behind the scenes in CGI, because it's fascinating. And I don't know what it is about these little things. Like, here's the Resolute desk I made for the White House. Like, it's so fun to make little tiny things, you know?
Well, they actually had a woman knitted the sweaters that Coraline wears.
Really?
By hand. With these teeny tiny little knitting needles. And I was like, okay, I like fiber arts, but that might be going just a smidge too far for me.
That's amazing. No, that is something I absolutely love. But, like, also I've noticed in the last couple of years, like 4 or 5 years, that my eyesight is getting worse. And I used to just be nearsighted, so I had no problem looking at, like, items. But the more I, like, look through a magnifying glass to, like, try to craft something tiny, I realize it has, like, hurt my eyesight, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't know, or maybe I'm just getting old or something, but it's pretty sad, like, when you think, oh my gosh, is there going to come a day where I can't do this because I can't see well enough, you know?
Yeah. I have about my hands, because my dad has pretty bad arthritis.
Mm.
And so I'm like, well, gotta figure out how to take care of my hands so that doesn't happen to me.
yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, that terrifies me. Mm-hmm. Something happening to my hands too. Like, because I actually do have neuropathy in my feet. And I'm just so glad I don't have it in my hands, because you can have it in your hands or your feet. And, like, I mean, my feet I can ignore, but my hands to type and to craft, yeah.
We've gone into real horror territory.
I'm so sorry. Leave it to me. I'll find an evil.
If you don't think, like, Coraline the movie was, like, a super horror thing, which it's not, it's got touches of horror, I would also recommend either reading or finding an audiobook of the actual book Coraline. The one by Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman. I actually found a recording of it. He was reading the book, and the book is much more, like, dark fairy tale. It's much more, like, into that horror thing. So I do recommend the actual book.
Totally look that up. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had no idea, and I love when something is narrated by the author.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it's real good. Let's see, I also have a couple of podcasts that I like that are horror related. One is the Lore podcast, and it goes into folklore, which that a lot of that can dip into horror. Some of it's not, you know, super horrific, but there is a whole bunch that is. Because it's got a lot of ghost stories, it has, you know, monster tales, that kind of thing.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's great.
And then I also really like Ake Willow. That's a drama. They've got 2 seasons out so far. And one of their hashtags is cozy horror. The other one is demons and baking, because that's basically what it's all about. So I really like it. I find it I can't say that for the second season. The first season is horror light at the beginning, and then it gets more into the horror as the season goes on. Same with season 2. It's a little darker. So those are 2 podcasts that I can recommend for horror podcasts.
Is it a good nighttime podcast? Because I'm always in search for a good, like, bedtime story. I'm going to fall asleep listening to you, Zane.
I think so.
Okay.
You'd have to kind of, it's from, like, the first person. It's not a third person reading. It's the first person of the main character. So I always would say, like, listen to the first 2, and see if it's something you would enjoy. Because it does take, like, the first 2 episodes of the first season to kind of get into it and be like, okay, this is what it's about.
Gotcha.
So, let's see, looking at my notes. I don't have a lot of horror games, like, specifically that I like, but I like watching Markiplier play horror games on YouTube. Just because they're The really scary ones are less scary to me because he's making comments and screaming like a little girl all the way through. although, on that note, Alien Isolation is a very good horror game. And I only know that because I watched him play through it. But if you like the Aliens franchise, that's a really, really good horror game in the Alien franchise. And then pretty much any Danny Elfman soundtrack. Anything that he's written that's like, you know, Corpse Bride, Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands, Batman. Batman's not really a horror movie, but Edward Scissorhands is kind of...
You're specifically saying soundtrack as opposed to, like, Oingo Boingo.
Right.
So. Oingo Boingo. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
But, yeah, pretty much anything that he writes for movies has that kind of, like, whimsical but creepy vibe, and I'm into that, so. That's kind of my short list.
Rock on.
Next.
Do I go next? Should I go next? Whichever. I'm flying mostly by the seat of my pants, so I can go next.
Oh no, I'll go next if you want. I was waiting for direction because I was trying to be a good. I mean, I guess yeah, you did call me a co-host, but like you know, I still feel like
oh. Special co-host.
I should follow the lead. Okay. But yeah, I don't. I mean, this is obviously not a film, but. One of the most horrifying and lovely things I've ever seen is Black Mirror. I did do a podcast on Black Mirror up until like, yeah, no, I think I've covered it all except Bandersnatch. But I gotta tell you, as much as I love it, I cannot watch it now because 2020 is the new dystopian Black Mirror. You know, we are living it. And Charlie Brooker himself, like, said that I don't need to do a season six because we're in season six right now. Because, it, like, everything is just going wrong. We've got murder wasps. If you think of the things that have happened in 2020, like, it's just unbelievable. And so, for me, it's kind of hard to watch because I feel like, I don't know, like, it's... The escapism of this dystopian thing has almost sort of like it pales to what we're going through. I mean, it pales to the fact that there are millions of people dying right now around the world from COVID. And, you know, so but I love Black Mirror. Love everything about it. I would say that is the one scary thing that I love the most, but I mean, it's not my, probably not, I mean, film-wise, shoot, I don't even know. I don't even know how to pick that, so I'm going to skip it. And then I'm going to talk about my favorite, like, I don't know if it's a horror video game, but, and it's really, really old. But well over a decade ago, I used to play Oddworld like crazy. And I loved having this little guy and, you know, you would tell him to like, he would go around and give guys commands. So basically it was a story. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Oddworld. I'm sure you probably are, the old video game, but this guy, I'm sorry, what?
I think it was a PlayStation game. I remember yes. Oddworld, Apes, Exodus, and his yes. cute voice and little, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, work, wait, stay, work. And so he would tell these guys to work and do stuff to turn gears so that he could get into another, like, room. But it was all about this, like, horrible company that, like, was selling them, like, the soda that they were drinking that was, like, kind of brainwashing them into being, like, zombie workers or whatever. But anyways, I love that game, and I have so much nostalgia for that game. But and I know Among Us isn't a horror game either, but it kind of is. Because it's really creepy when your friends kill you and stab you in the back. I think you can't say a word.
I think if you, like, the way I look at video games is, like, if this video game was a movie, would it be a horror game? And the answer is yes.
It's the thing.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It is so cute. And I actually thought about it today, and I was thinking, like, they need to have, like, a new version or, like, a... you know, like a mod or just a different like update where they could make it dark so that you can't see in front of you. Like maybe you have to carry a flat. Yes.
Sorry, I put the little guy up in front of my camera, real close.
But I thought it'd be super crazy and creepy if you had to have a flashlight to see where you were going and you couldn't see who was coming around the hall or who was coming around the corner. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is the, like, I need to talk to the developers. I need to tell them my idea that they need to make it like a dark version for like Halloween or something.
Well, I know you can change the settings because I know, like, whenever the lights go out in our game, like your field of vision goes to like this.
What? Oh, there is? That is a thing. That's a thing already?
Yeah, so you don't have a flashlight. You have to run to electrical where you're going to die because it's usually a trap.
Mind blown.
They can fix it so like your field of vision is smaller without losing the lights or bigger. So,
yeah.
It's super cool.
Well, awesome.
But yeah, and there's different ways.
I also tried to pick a song because I saw the list of the things we could like add and you had song, so obviously Monster Mash, because it's very comical, mm-hmm. and, like, I don't know.
I like Thriller as well, actually, now that I think about it.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a version of it that I found where a guy does 20 different, like, not versions of it, but it's sung in 20 different styles.
Oh, whoa.
It's really cool. Awesome. I'll see if I can find the link for it and put it in
Please
the notes.
Please do.
It's real neat.
Yeah, I almost added Thriller, but then I was like thinking, well, you know, then it's Michael Jackson and like there's, you know. But yeah, I definitely I grew up loving Thriller. Like, you know, definitely. What about you, Ray?
Okay, so I have a lot, but it's not always, like, scary. A lot of this is nostalgia scary, because Halloween's always been my favorite holiday, so right off the bat, Nightmare Before Christmas, which, again, nostalgia, creepy, but not really, like, terrifying scary.
Two thumbs up.
It could, you know, like, you can watch it at Halloween and Christmas.
Yes. And all the time between. Mm-hmm. So that's like definitely like flat off like one of my favorite movies.
That
as
is
first.
Stop. Sorry, I played something.
No, you're fine. So I have a VHS tape that I made way back when we had video tapes. And it is a Halloween. I have one for Christmas and I have one for Halloween. And my Halloween one is the Far Side animated special that only aired once on Fox in like 97 or 96. The Garfield Halloween special.
Oh, so what? Cute.
It's what?
So cute. Yeah.
Is there a Heathcliff?
No.
Just have Garfield.
But there is a Garfield one. It's actually really cute.
I think I'm team Garfield. I don't think I'm team Heathcliff. I don't know.
And then the Peanuts one, because that's a classic. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it is just, like, some of my favorite movies. So, The Frighteners, which, again, I freaking loved, with Michael J. Fox and all the spirits. And a lot of these are, like, movies I saw with my mom, so they're very... Silver Bullet, Lady in White.
Oh, you know, we just recently, like, I had never seen Silver Bullet before. And so we sat down and watched it, and I was like, so I had never seen it, okay? I guess not spoilers, but for people that have never seen it, but...
This movie came out in the 80s.
This movie came out in the 80s. So we're watching it, and like 10 minutes in, I'm like, the priest has something to do with it, doesn't he? Because I was just like, they are spending too much time looking at this priest. Who are you, sir? So, yeah.
And I think it finishes up with American Werewolf in London.
Also a good one. That's not one I had seen either until we are having this was a couple of years ago, I think. We were having a spooky movie night over at Gina's. And that was like...
That was your first time seeing it.
That was my
right.
first time seeing it. I was half hidden behind the couch the entire time, but I watched it.
It's really good. Like, those practical effects still, like, it's still a really intense scene, that transformation. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, every time, it's so good.
Oh, I will add a horror film that I'm sure nobody's heard of. It's really, really just crude and just scary. It's scary because it's just so... It's a bad film. It's like one of the worst bad films you could ever watch. And I've been watching... I watched it occasionally with this group, Diamond Club group, that we call Movie Party. It's called The Greasy Strangler. And it's just awful. It is so awful. It's like one of the worst films you could ever watch. And that it's so disturbing that, like, you just feel like you need a shower after watching it. It's just so gross. But yeah, that's a pretty bad one.
And I just remembered another, it's a horror film, but it's not like, it's not something you to write home about, but I enjoyed it when I watched it. It's called Mary Riley. I actually watched it. I watched it on Netflix, like, back in the day.
Was Julia Roberts in that?
Is it Julia Roberts? Yes, and John Malkovich.
Yes.
Okay. So it's basically the story of Jekyll and Hyde, but it's told from the perspective of, like, the housemaid.
Right.
So she has a kind of weak British accent, but if you get past that, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, she doesn't do accents very well.
No.
Or at least in her early days. I don't know. That was probably like the late 90s, I believe?
96, it looks like. Yeah,
96. Okay.
And what I remember, like, actually most about it is the music of it. They had this really beautiful, like, violin line that goes through it. Because I'm a giant music nerd. So I, you know, I remember the film. I think I watched it like twice, because I saw it on Netflix and I watched it through and I was like, that was really interesting. And then a couple of days went past and I was like, let me watch that again. And, you know, it was the thing of, you can kind of start seeing the plot holes, but I wasn't bothered by them. So yeah. Not the best movie in the world, but not terrible.
Oh, hey, we were rated, by the way. I don't know.
Hello. I just saw that.
Yeah, Krooge. Thank you, Krooge.
Hi, everybody. And hey,
B. Coford.
Yes.
Welcome, guys.
If you guys have opinions about favorite horror media, feel free.
Yeah. What are your favorite media games, things? Yeah, that'd be great to hear.
Yeah, I think I went over shows, songs. We already mention my love of Danny Elfman, so, you know, if it's not a Dead Man's Party, I don't know what to do. Maybe spice it up with some Insanity. I don't know. I just really like Danny Elfman.
And what are y'all's feelings on Beetlejuice, by the way?
Oh, yes. Beetlejuice, can it be here right now?
I'm super excited. I have much love.
Wait, are they doing a new Beetlejuice?
I don't think they are, but they keep. I keep like seeing teasing things about it, so I don't know.
I heard about that a couple of years ago, but
Beetlejuice all the way. Like, I love the movie. I love the animated series.
I grew up with the animated series. Like, that's what I remember most about it. I don't think I watched the movie until later in life.
Huh. Okay.
So the Lydia that I grew up with was the one with the bat.
The red shawl.
Who? Yeah. Was Winona Ryder in that?
Yeah, she was a very young Winona Ryder before she started playing with Christmas lights and going nuts.
that was her big comeback after the not getting work after her shoplifting fiasco.
Shoplifting! I was going to say that was her comeback, was the shoplifting.
Yep. I'm all about. I love seeing her in Stranger Things. Also, highly recommended.
That
I
is, don't think anybody
who hasn't watched it at this point, but
that's a good, really good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be up there at the top for me in horror media.
Season two was a lot grosser than season one.
Have there only been two seasons, or have there been three?
No, okay. There's only been two. I think they were, I mean, they're planning on a third.
Sure.
I thought there was a trailer.
I don't remember seeing it, but...
Because I thought seeing that confirmed that somebody... Okay, never mind.
Well, I mean, I have a good friend who does some sound mixing for shows, and well, we all know, basically, it doesn't matter what that a lot of shows are, like, way past, the post-production is even taking a long time. Like, so, for example, a show that I really, really loved, and is, I would say, kind of a horror series, is Fargo. And Fargo was supposed to come out in April, but because of COVID, all of the post-production could not get done until now, and it just came out in September. Mm-hmm. So I know, I mean, it's just so sad that we're going to have this, like, drain of, like, media for a little while until everything really gets worked out, you know, and a lot of reality shows in between, which is sad, you know?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's just trying to support people when you can, and, like, see if, like, maybe local theater groups are doing, like, or something, because you can't really go.
Oh, I saw something on the news the other day. I'm so sorry I'm going kind of off track a little bit here, but I saw something on the news the other day where this, like, I don't know where it was in the United States, but some little town had a comedy or a theater group. And since they weren't able to put on shows, they did a drive-through theater. And so you would drive in your car, stay in your car, wear masks, and then like a host or a narrator would walk you through the parking lot and take you to different actors. And they would it was like a dinner party murder like series, like where you would have to figure out, you know, by the end of the drive, like who killed who, you know, like a Clue type thing.
That's cool.
I thought that was such a great idea, and it looked really cool. So
super awesome.
I just want to go out and do something so bad. I want to go out and see watch some entertainment and hang out with people.
Yeah, usually, like, we've gone to Netherworld at least once, if not twice, and I'm like, I haven't gone, and I can't go. I feel bad, cause, like, I want to support my scary houses, but there's a pandemic.
Yeah,
so...
my husband is so jonesing to go to a movie theater. He's like, I haven't gone to an act. Like, he's a huge movie buff.
Yes.
He loves movies, and he, like... He would go to a movie at least once a month if there was a good one.
Right.
And now he just hasn't for the past 8 months, and he's just like, I'm like, yeah. I promise we'll go as soon as it's safe.
I mean, that is the one thing I would do. Like, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm definitely, like, believe it or not, an introvert, because I don't seem that way, but... Like, when I go to a party, I'm a wallflower. Like, I'll just sit in the corner. If you want to come talk to me, you talk to me. So, like, I love going to movies. And I used to be a projectionist in a movie theater for 35mm projectors. So I miss watching movies alone in a movie theater. Like, I don't want you to come with me. I just want to go alone, get my popcorn, get my whatever, you know, sneak in my food. And I want to sit there, and I don't want anyone to interrupt me, and I just want to sit in a movie theater and watch a movie. And I miss that so much.
Yeah, I saw AMC is offering, like, you can rent out the theater for, like, up to 20 people, starting at $90. Yes. I'm like, I immediately, like, checked the list to see what they were offering. I'm like, that's really, really tempting. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I know. I know. I totally understand.
Like, even my husband's like, we're not going to spend that money to see New Mutants. It's out on Disney next month. I want to see that movie. I know it's not nearly as scary as I want it to be. And they did a whole bunch of changes, but I still want to see it.
Yeah.
So that brings up a question I have. Like, do you guys, and I should know, I feel like, but are there any horror films coming out for Halloween? I don't think there is anything.
Let me pull up the IMDb.
Is it because of COVID?
Next year.
IDB. That one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just throw questions out there and I expect people to Google for me.
No, it's fine. Let's see what we got.
Yeah, I know Candyman's next big horror movie I'm super psyched about, which they're doing, and that's pushed back to, next year. It was supposed to come out later this year, and actually last month, but COVID!
Nope, that's...
That is the biggest horror film of this year, is COVID.
COVID.
COVID-19.
What's happened? I mean, you know, in a few years, there's gonna be a movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's been my fear.
Let's see what's
coming. Because I know it's true. Because I don't know if you guys remember, there were, for the next... It took about 2 or 3 years, but then, for at least 5 solid years, there were so many 9/11, films. And
Let's see. Anna, no?
Just pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Outbreak, that was it. That's the original.
Presidential election versus COVID. Yay.
I want to see new movies opening.
But while she's looking
okay,
for that,
let's see. We've got...
Aha! See, all I have to do is try and segue.
Yes, try and segue. The Empty Man, which is on the trail of a missing girl, an ex-cop comes across a secretive group attempting to summon a terrifying supernatural entity. Definitely a horror movie.
I like your movie read there.
Synchronic. Two New Orleans paramedics' lives are ripped apart after they encounter a series of horrific deaths linked to a designer drug with bizarre otherworldly effects.
I love your accent there that you're doing. Because I feel like you're about to say, we haven't seen a movie like this in over 25 years.
Wait, no, that's from 2019. Babysitter? Why did it say it's opening this week?
Maybe it's getting thrown back in theaters so somebody will watch it. I don't know.
All right. coming soon. October 30th is Come Play, which is definitely a horror movie. Shall I do the announcer voice?
Yes. All right. Well, yes, you sure.
Come Play. A monster named Larry that manifests itself through smartphones and mobile devices. Feature film version of the 2017 short film. That wasn't a sentence.
Seen that.
A monster named Larry that manifests itself through smartphones and mobile devices. That's not a full sentence, sir.
That actually sounds like my last boyfriend. I didn't
know. Sorry, that was...
Oh, I know what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of that that terrible movie. We watched a whole bunch of them over with Gina, where it was like Skype sessions, but the killer's in the house, and he's coming to you through the phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming within the house!
Yeah, no, it was Unfriended. Unfriended
yeah,
was that
was
one.
It. So oh. bad.
I never watched... I wanted to see that. Like, I mean, just for the... Shits and giggles, you know. Like.
It's a good bad movie.
Yeah,
it's definitely get drunk with your friends or.
There was another one that was. There's another one that recently came out, and it was basically based in COVID time, because they were all over either Discord or Skype, and they were trying to do. They're trying to do a séance, over Discord.
One. Oh God.
Anyway,
I didn't see it. But,
movie. Yeah,
but that sounds familiar. Oh man, now I want to see it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Okay, so I've already decided that, like, you know how everything comes in style every 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in 20 years from now, people are going to do. The men are going to have like crazy outgrown hair and beards. To just kind of, like, because it's, like, COVID will come back in style. And for myself, in particular, I lost my mind. I totally lost my mind. Like the Pixie song. I lost my mind like in August, and I bleached my hair, and because I usually have dark hair, and so I feel like, you know, so this is my COVID hair. and I think everybody has COVID hair, so I feel like all of this stuff is going to kind of come back, and then in 20 years there's going to be like lots of movies made where you're just in Zoom.
Movie is called Host, Linda.
Host, that's what it's called.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yes. But no, I...
Also, you can see my COVID did, hair.
I did contemplate dyeing my hair pastel pink.
Yes. Yeah. I did contemplate that. I'm ready to do it. I'm going to red, and I'm in the process, so I had to take the color out and, like, you know... there's something about the chemicals on your scalp burning, like, that just feels good right now.
It's just something you can have control over.
Yes. 100%. 100%.
All right.
So, anything else?
I think my last thing is for just a podcast. I'm wrapping it up, I promise.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. No,
I'm talking too much.
No, it's Welcome to Night Vale, which everybody's probably done.
If you like existential horror.
Yeah, that's not really horror as much as just weird.
It's existential.
It is one of the podcasts I like to listen to before I go to sleep.
I can't. I cannot. There are some episodes of Welcome to Night Vale that it just goes off, and I'm like, I am uncomfortable. I'm turning this off now.
Well, I'm also the crazy person who listens to, like, serial killer podcasts usually, also before I go to bed.
Okay,
so...
but those are interesting because it's historical.
Okay, one of my favorite, I definitely went down the rabbit hole of murder podcasts. I'm one of those people. I used to work with, like, death row records and autopsy photos and stuff for a living, which was horrifying. Most of my brain. But like for some reason, like, I know a lot of women like are listening to true crime podcasts because it's kind of like comforting in a way that if you know the details of all of these terrible things that have happened, then you can keep yourself safe. Mm-hmm. Like, does that relate to you?
I've always liked it. I swear I'll blame it on Unsolved Mysteries as a child. Like, I swear that's where it started.
Okay.
And that whole thing used to freak me out so much as a kid.
Me too.
Now I'm addicted.
Oh my god, my mom used to watch that, and whenever the theme song would come on, I would run out of the room. Because I was like, ah!
Yeah. But to this day, I still have an irrational fear of grays. I don't think they're going to come and get me. But if I see somebody dressed as a freaking gray, it wigs me out. Like, I'm just like...
So my favorite crime podcasts are My Favorite Murder, only because one of the women on it, yeah. Karen Kilgariff, she was on Mr. Show with Bob and David, and I'm a huge Mr. Show fan. So My Favorite Murder, and then I listened to this Australian guy called his podcast is called Case Files, and I don't know. I've been like, honestly, since 2020 started, I've not listened to so many, but I still check in with Karen Kilgariff.
Yeah, I haven't seen any this year. I think the last one I've really got into was I want to say it was the BTK killer's daughter did a podcast.
Ooh. Oh, she did.
But I'm not sure if that was that one or if it was one of the other, like, trucker serial killer. But basically, their daughter did a podcast about their dad and just not knowing.
I read an article or an interview about her. And, like, I guess she's pretty religious now or something. And, like, yeah, but I like, that floored me that they had no idea. Like, he like, kept that, like, how can you have a family and then be the BK killer, you know, like, or BTK killer.
Well, the one I did watch this year was the one that Robert Patterson's wife, the book that she wrote about the California Strangler. What was his name? California serial killer strangler.
Oh, you mean the Golden State Killer? Michelle McNamara.
Yes.
Patton Oswalt's wife. Yes.
I want to read it. I watched the whole HBO miniseries. It's so good and so.
It is. Like, it is really good. Karen Kilgariff's in that too. But yeah, no, they it's yeah, that the like I listened to the audiobook. I didn't read it, you know, cuz nobody reads anymore. And, but yeah, I thought it was very well done, the book, because she died while writing this, as you know. She died while writing this book and doing all that research, and I thought they did a really good job. Billy Jensen and, you know, like filled in and like helped finish the book. And yeah. And anyways, yeah. Oh, and I listened to the Murder Squad, which is Billy Jensen and Paul Holes occasionally. And they try to like get people to crowdsource doing, you know, being a web sleuth and like getting the audience to participate in like solving cases, cold cases. So,
I do like I find that interesting, because it's another pair of eyes, and maybe somebody like remembers something or connects something and can help bring resolution to some of this real life horror.
Yep.
Tie that up.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I will. No. You guys need to shut me down. Just mute me.
No, it's fine. You're good. Just a quick word. Anybody can chime in to us at geekgirls@gmail.com or tweet to us at geekgirls about your favorite horror media, real life or fictional. this is mostly fictional, of course. So, Grills, what are you most anticipating? Linda?
I'm going to be making more crewmates. I've started already. I got his little head started. Aww. For little crewmate. And, their accessories. I think I'm going to take a look at what accessories, like hats and things they have. Also, my husband was like, you need to make the little mini ones so that they have little friends. Yep. So I'm going to look into that and see about figuring out how to attach things. I might, for the knife wielders among them, I might make the little hands. Like, just have a little hand around the knife.
It's a little circle.
A little circle. I think they have 3 fingers and a thumb, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to go look at pictures. This is research.
We'll have to play a game.
I might have to play a game. Who knows?
What about you, Jackie?
Okay, let's see. I'm going to just look at the notes real quick, because I know I had nothing. Oh, I'm most anticipating the end of 2020 and the pandemic. I'm most anticipating being able to travel again and hanging out with my friends that I meet online. I, maybe even more than all of that, I anticipate going to the grocery store and picking out my own produce. Because I can't go. Like, I mean, I could, and I have. I've gone to the grocery store twice since March. But I'm high risk because I have health concerns. So, and then I'm like trying to protect like family members that are high risk. And so like, I want to pick out my own Honeycrisp apple. That's what I'm most anticipating. Yeah. What about you, Ray?
I don't know. We actually had somebody in my office test positive. Like, we got the notification today, and I was like, today's kind of just been hectic and weird, and I don't know. I'm looking forward to 2 weeks of not being in quarantine, and getting started on bath bomb bubble things, and yeah, that's probably about it, because we'll see how that goes. But yeah. They're doing okay. They have to notify everybody whenever somebody, so that's good.
That's good.
So just a reminder, folks, you can always come watch us record live on twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Next one will be on October 26th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the topic will be our favorite monsters.
Rawr.
Might dress up for that one, I'm not sure.
I might dress up.
So in addition to subs and bits we get on Twitch, we are also supported by our amazing Patreons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet, and you can become a patron too at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. And you can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
All right. And where can we find you all on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc, that's M-I-S-C, and you can check out my website store at www.madcapm.com.
Well, for myself, if you like to watch ridiculous sock puppet videos, mostly based around Night Attack videos and stuff, or another podcast, like, I need to do a Geek Girls sock puppet video. you can go to my YouTube. It's youtube.com/JackieHearn. And that's where I'm going to be adding my videos when they come. You know, the ones I'm working on right now that I mentioned earlier. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at JackieHearn81. And I got a website that I didn't realize I still had it, but I'm going to update it. So it's JackieHearn.com.
Ember can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch, and on the Hearsay podcast, I believe. Mm-hmm. But that might be on hiatus.
Might so be.
Not sure. the Jen can be reached at the Jen says, I should stop saying at, on Twitter, streaming on twitch.tv/thegenplays, and find everything at thegensays.com because she owns it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you can find me on Instagram under Dappledame if you want to see my sketches. And on Twitch as Ray Aino at some point when I stream. I don't even know when, guys. I'm sorry. I really am. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And good game.
Good game. GG.
Good game.
Bye.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.